check. Testing. Okay.
Good morning, Lighthouse. We're so glad to see you this morning. Isn't God good?
Amen.
All the time, He is good. We want to remind you this is our second week of consecration. And I just wanted to share a definition of consecration, what that is, as we get started. In the dictionary, declares that it is to make or declare something as sacred. And it also says to dedicate formally. And so isn't that what Christians are supposed to do? We're to make ourselves sacred for the Lord, and we're appointing 21 days to remember that. But after the 21 days, it's still a daily thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
end with the 21 days. So this is just a time to really focus and let it sink in that we are to consecrate ourselves for the work of the Lord.
Amen.
And that doesn't matter how young you are, children that are in here, this is just as much for you.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how old you are. You may think that your time is coming to an end, but it's not ended yet. So remember, there's still work to do, and we want to continue to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. So in that, we have been doing prayer. If you're able to join us, we'd love to see you in the morning from 5:30 to 7:30. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can come and go whenever you're available. And also in the evening, 5:30 to 7:30, and that is every day of the week. On Wednesdays, we have Bible study, family night at 7, so we stop prayer at 7. But we encourage you, and I know you can pray at home, but there's something about coming together. There's something about coming into God's house and consecrating this place as well. So I want you to pray at home, but I also want you to pray here. So let's join together and come in unity these 21 days and really dedicate ourselves to the Lord for this year. Also this week coming up, on Friday we have mentoring moments. And ladies, we are going to be talking about consecration, about what does God want from us. So that is, we're going to go ahead and do the prayer from 5:30 to 7:30 still. So you can come at 7, which is our normal time, but we're going to be praying until 7:30. And then our meeting will start at 7:30. And it's going to be an open discussion. So I encourage you to come. There's a few things I want to share, but we're going to be talking about what does God want? What is his expectation? And so I encourage you to come. Pastor Joe is also calling for the men. He wants to do a men's fast. Why don't you go ahead and share about that?
Yeah, so this weekend, God really started stirring my heart and reminding me that usually at the beginning of the year, we do a men's fast for 24 hours. So we just call the men of the church to take 24 hours and fast. So this Friday at 3 p.m., we're going to start, those of you that want to join us, and we'll fast until Saturday, 3 p.m. But what we'll do in the middle of that fast is we'll come out here at 7:30 also, and have a meeting as well and just encourage one another, talk about things. Us guys, it's going to be kind of like our mentoring moments if you've been to them before, or if any of you have been to our men's fast in the past, that's what we're doing. We'll just get together. We'll talk about scriptures that's on people's heart. We'll discuss things that men go through, encourage one another, and just it's a good time to come together and have a time of sharing while we're fasting. And so we're going to do that this Friday in the middle of these this time of consecration as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And the men are going to be meeting in the fellowship hall for their meeting, and women, we're going to meet somewhere else. We'll get to decide later because we get that flexibility.
Yep.
Men get the fellowship hall. We'll figure out where we
want
to go.
Unless the women want it.
Yeah. You never know. Also a reminder, we have a devotional every day. And so if you've not downloaded the Lighthouse app, please see one of our media members. So Sister Elena, if you can wave your hand back there. I believe if you have an Apple phone, she'd love to help you with that. And Brother Jimmy, wave his hand right there. If you have an Android, he would love to help you with that. So we can get that app downloaded to your phone, and there's a devotional for every day. If you do not want to use your phone, we do have some handouts. So feel free.
And then if the phone is kind of strange to you or hard to figure out with the app, you can always just go to our website, lighthousepcg.org, and all of the devotionals are on there. Actually, if you scroll down, you'll see 21 days of consecration devotional, and they're listed right there on the homepage. Or you can click on the blog link, and that's where they're posted on the blog. So, Brother Ryan, if you can get someone else to help you out, and those of you that need a paper copy, I understand not everybody wants to use electronics. He will pass them out, and that way, here's my heart.
So raise your hand if you need a paper
raise
copy,
your hand.
Please.
Here's my heart, church. I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity of reading this together, all right? We want to do this together. We're walking through this together as a church. We're praying together. We're thinking about the same scriptures together. We're coming together and uniting together as one, right? That's one of our core values is unity. And so let's make sure we're doing that through this time.
All right, and so week one was on prayer. So if you had a handout last week, that was prayer. This is week two, and it's about the Word of God.
Yes.
So this is a separate one, and if we need more copies, Sister Karen in the back can make some copies for that. Now, kids, I need all your eyes on me. How many of you know that we also have consecrated this place for the Lord? Anybody know that? We come here, we have consecrated this ground and this building for the Lord, right? How many of you appreciate this building? Raise your hand. Kids, adults, anybody, do you appreciate what God has blessed us with? How many of you think we should take really good care of it? Yes. So I've had some reports of like people taking stones and scratching up the slide on the playground. Some kids, I'm assuming it's not adults, but kids hanging on like stall doors in the bathroom. If it's adults, please stop. If it's kids, please stop. We want to take care of what God has given us, right? And so kids, please respect. If you do it at home, that's up to your parents. But if you do it here and I see it, I'm going to call you out on it, all right? And I love you. I want you to be here. But I'm going to tell you what's right. And the right thing is to take care of God's house. All of you adults, I am giving you permission by the authority of the Lighthouse. If you see a kid doing something they shouldn't be doing, in love, say, listen, we need to take care of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not taking care of stuff. Yeah. All right? And parents, they love your kids. That's why they're going to call your kids out. And it's okay. We are a community. It takes a village to raise children. You see my children acting up, please tell them they need to behave. All right? So we want to take care of what God has given us.
And so I understand all about this because I was one of the kids that did all that stuff.
We are reaping what he has sown. It was not me. It was him.
So I had people who loved me and said, stop that right now, Joe. And so it didn't kill me. All right, kids, it didn't kill me. I actually had a lot of people get me a good whooping when I needed it as well.
We're not going to do that, please.
But I'm just saying, so don't be afraid to speak up. We do want to take care of this wonderful facility that God has blessed us with. And, stuff happens, things will break, we will fix them. But if we can not do it on purpose, that's what we're asking you to.
And kids, I would love to see some of you be leaders. And if you see another kid doing something wrong, very kindly, politely say, listen, we need to take care of stuff, and that's not okay. All right? You guys can do that. And then so we have several announcements coming up. Next Sunday is our annual church business meeting. We will have that right after service, and everybody is welcome to stay.
Yes.
We will talk about what has happened this past year, what we have accomplished. We will talk about plans for the future. We will look at church finances. We want you to be informed. If you feel called to this house, to this congregation, we want you to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
In order to vote on anything, you do need to be a member. But if you're not a member, you can still come and listen to what is happening. If you want to become a member, once a year, we have a membership meeting, and that will be held on January 28th at 10 a.m. So mark your calendars. It lasts about an hour. It'll be right here at the church. So anyone who is interested in being a member of the Lighthouse, please come on January 28th at 10 a.m. Anything you want to add to any of that?
No, actually, I would really appreciate if all stayed for the business meeting, because we know that you're givers, and we're going to talk about where that money went and how God was able to use those finances to build his kingdom. And so that's the big part about the business meeting that, for me anyway, as your pastor, that I want you to be aware of. There are some things that we have to do because of our form of government. There will be some elections. I'm not for sure how many yet. We have to check. And that stuff is not as important to me as the congregation hearing that we're being good stewards with your tithe and your offering. And we're giving that and sowing it into the kingdom, and we're seeing things happen. And I'm telling you, 2022, when it comes to what this church did financially and all the events that we put on and ministry we did, it was a phenomenal year. So you need to be here to hear that, because it's going to be a great testimony of the goodness of God. That's all I'll add to that.
Okay. And the last event that we have coming up this month is the Encounter Conference. It is in Indianapolis, so it's a bit of a drive, but they do live stream their services. So you can find information at encounterconference.com. And that is, we are part of the Pentecostal Church of God. So this is a national conference that they put on. Our global bishop, Bishop Ming, will be speaking about the vision of what our organization is doing. So I encourage you, if you can, at least watch it live. It's going to be some good information. They have lots of good preachers and sessions, so we will try to share that on Facebook as well. But if you're interested in going, it's also a great time in Indianapolis. That's January 20th and 21st. And like I said, you can look that up at encounterconference.com. Do want to remind you, there's no nursery today. We do want all the adults, all the staff to be part of the service. If your kids get a little fussy, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody remember days before nurseries? I had kids and we didn't always have nurseries, and it's okay. If you need to go back to the nursery, you can. You go through the door, and it's the third door on the right. You can use that that space if you need to, but you can also get up and just walk back and forth here in the service, so you can still be a part. That's fine. Whatever you need to do, and I believe God will take care of it. And those little ones are going to hear and understand what God's doing. So it's okay.
Amen.
If they get loud.
Amen.
Pastor Joe will get louder.
Yeah.
They will not drown him out, I promise. And then at this time, we do have a slideshow. Again, we just want to thank you for your giving, for the house that we prepared for our friends from Cuba, Pastor Darius and his family. And we have some pictures to show you what you helped us to accomplish. So thank you.
Praise God. So those were a few pictures that were taken in the process of doing this. And I'm just excited about this whole thing and how God put it together. If you haven't noticed, Pastor Darius and Pastor Dunia and their daughter Catherine and son Daniel are with us this morning. So why don't we give them a hand? And so just so you know, that it is complete. I know you saw some things weren't quite finished in those pictures, but it is totally finished, and it's nice and warm and toasty for them, and we're just excited about what God is doing there. Be praying for them, and we're probably going to be praying for them a little bit later, some things that God laid on my heart for today. But, you know, this is a big step, and it's a big step for their ministry. You need to understand that. It's a big step for their ministry, too, and so just keep them in prayer. I did want to say this. I saw some hands that didn't quite get the paper copies. If you needed one and didn't get one, after service is over, just go back to the welcome desk and tell our secretary, Karen Turner, which is my mama, and she will get copies for you, all right? I can't hear what you're saying. I don't know. I made 15 total, but I don't know how many copies. Yeah, if you didn't get one, raise your hand. We'll get a quick count. She'll have them ready for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4. Can I get 5? 4. Can I get 5? Looks like 4. 4 more copies. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I got a couple people who want to praise Jesus this morning. Praise the Lord. I know that the last service was a little different. It went even different than what I had expected. And this morning's going to even be more different. And so there was a couple questions that I got that were good questions that I felt like, you know what? I'm going to take some time and explain it to the whole congregation, because if one or two people have those questions, then there's probably other people that are having those questions. And so just to start this morning, I want to address some things of why we're doing it the way we are doing it. Because this isn't normal church to us, right? We're used to coming in, we'll open up service with announcements like we did, then we go right into praise and worship with music and all that, and you know, you get to, every church around here does it that way, and then after that, we might move into something else real quick, and then we move into the message. But God really laid upon my heart to just shut everything down and let us come together so that we can remember the purpose of why we come. You see, we get so busy doing church stuff, right? Do this ministry, that thing, I have this requirement of me and that requirement, this gets done. And we get so focused on the tasks, we become a bunch of Marthas and we forget to be Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And so sometimes we need to hit the stop button or the pause button, probably is a better way to put it. And let's just come sit at the feet of Jesus, right? So one question I got was, why are we not having music? We're singing, but why are we not having music? That's a really good question. And partly is I wanted the worship team to be able to come and focus on just being with Jesus. So that's the first reason, all right? They don't have to worry about getting a song list together, praying about what, you know, they need to do. Don't have to worry about coming out here and making sure practices. And if you don't realize it or not, there's a lot that goes into preparation of making sure the sound sounds right, making sure instruments are in tune, making sure everything is good before they even start church. And I didn't want those distractions for these three services. I just wanted to come in and let's just worship Jesus. You know, back in the day, that's just how they had church. It came worship Jesus. And so I wanted us to kind of refocus that. The second thing is this, because of you. Because you. Because we get so accustomed to the music going and people singing in microphones that we think we can sit there and watch. We think we've come to see something. No. There's no spectators in the church, only participators. And I needed to remind us of that. That when we worship God, when we praise God, when we sing songs, everybody's supposed to be doing that. I said everybody. right? Now, it doesn't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket. You're supposed to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? We know you can't carry a tune in a bucket. That's why you don't have a microphone. So it's okay. Tell you a quick little story. I used to, every once in a while, be in church with my Aunt Marie and Uncle Charlie. One of the most beautiful voices you will ever hear, in my opinion, on the face of this earth is my Aunt Marie's voice. That's why when she was here, we were trying to get her to sing. She's like, no, I'm not singing this morning. She is anointed. She is powerful. She has great dynamics. She has talent. She's got it all. She could have been a professional if she wanted to be. And then you had my Uncle Charlie. He was tone deaf. He could not hear the different pitches. But I'm going to tell you something. If you were with them in church, you would hear one of the most beautiful angelic voices standing beside someone making a joyful noise. Because nothing was going to stop him from praising his Jesus. Amen? So we're supposed to come together and do this together. So that was the reason why God said, no. Let's just shut everything down. We'll sing some congregational songs. Let's just worship Jesus. Let's just praise Jesus. I was reminded of some services I used to go to as a child. And you didn't quite pick it up at first because people were just sitting on ready, as the old expression goes. They were ready to go whenever they felt like God was ready for them to move. But there was a lot of services that I went to growing up that there wasn't a song list. There wasn't a quote-unquote worship team or praise band. It was just people would bring their guitars. They would have someone that knew how to play piano, and they might lead the church in one hymnal, and then they'd sit. And when God moved on someone, they'd get up and sing a song. But like I said, they were sitting on ready. They'd been praying about it and asking God what God would have them do for Sunday, because, you see, they came to church to do it together, right? And so that's what I feel like God wants us to get back to. But here's what I keep hearing is the Holy Spirit wants to do an old thing in a new way. He wants to recondition the church and bring back some stuff that we've had throughout our history, but do it in a new way for this generation. And sometimes he wants to do a new thing in an old way. And so we need to be sensitive to that. So that's why we're not having music. The second thing is, why are we having prayer at the church? I can pray at home. And here is the expectation that you do, not will, that you do pray at home. That you pray in your car, that you pray at your job, that you pray and you pray and you pray, right? So why do we come together? Why are we opening the church twice a day for this reason, or for this season, during the season? Why are we doing this? And this is a couple reasons for this too. It's first of all, it begins to set an atmosphere in this building, because we have consecrated and dedicated this ground unto God. It's His. And so we come together to remind ourselves of that. Now, some of you that were here, many of you that were here, and you know, when we went through the process of getting ready to move into this building, all that, we had a set time of prayer also. We saturated this building in prayer. It used to be my standard operating procedure on a Sunday morning before we were in this building, but it was completely enclosed, is I would come in here and pray before church, and then I would go back in the old building, because that was one thing that was on my heart, is this building will be established on prayer. And sometimes we have to do a reestablishment. And so that's what we're doing right now, as we set this year to be God's, giving Him the first 3 weeks, we are coming together and praying. There's also, here's a second reason, there's also something about people coming together and praying in the same place. Begins to stir hearts. Begins to help people learn how to pray in a different way. Especially if you hear people praying out loud and all of a sudden you hear something and you're like, ooh, what is that, God? So they have that aspect of it. A third aspect of it is this. Some people make good plans to pray at home. And then they don't. Because it's a place they're accustomed to. It's a place that they live in. And so though they set those plans, they get up and start their day, go about their day, and before they know it, they've, oh my goodness, I was planning on setting aside some time and praying. So this eliminates that excuse for people if you actually have to go somewhere to pray. It's just that simple. And so as a pastor, I like to make anything available for people that's going to help them, that's going to assist them in what they need to do. So if that's you and you've told yourself, oh, you know, first week, okay, yeah, I'm going to pray, but, you know, I can't get to the church. But that's okay because I'll get up and I'll pray at home. And you haven't done it? Come to church this week. Right? Be here. We understand you don't, not everyone has to, and we're not even asking you to be here for the full time. We're just asking you to come. Now, with that all being said, I thought last week you participated in praising Jesus without music, and it was wonderful and glorious. And I have not been to any of the evening ones because God told me to set that time aside in the morning, and we have a great prayer team that's been taking care of those. My schedule's not allowed me to. I'm going to try to make some this week if I can. But I've saw many different faces here in the morning, and it's been wonderful. I feel the strength of the numbers of people coming together and praying. And so I encourage you, if you can have a moment to do that, or maybe I should just say it like this, I'll be a little rough on you just for a minute, okay? Just for a minute. Maybe you just need to make a sacrifice. If you feel that tug, maybe I need a beer, then make that sacrifice. Come here a day and come meet with us and seek the face of Jesus. Amen? So this morning, I want to just remind you once again of what we're doing real quickly. Last week, I expounded on this quite long and went longer than what I thought I was going to. But God stirred a scripture in my heart today to share with you as we move into this service, as we are consecrating ourselves. And it's found in Joel chapter 2 this time, verses 15 through 17. If you want to turn there, you can. Joel chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. God says some amazing things to us in here. If you have ever read the book of Joel, you'll know that the previous chapter and leading up to these verses, it was talking about some devastation that had happened in their nation and the loss and how they had these plagues that ate up their crops and they've been devoured. The Bible says this, "Blow the trumpet in Zion." What does that mean? Sound the alarm and get everybody to come together. Consecrate a fast. Consecrate a fast. Now, last week we focused on prayer and we're going to continue to pray this week, right? This week we're focusing on the word and all your devotionals deal with the word. But the last week we're going to focus on fasting. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't been, I know some are, but if you haven't been, think about planning some time to fast this week and plan on setting aside some time to fast the next week as we deal with fasting. But he tells them to sound the alarm so the people will come together and consecrate a fast. And this, call a solemn assembly. Call a solemn assembly. And that's what this kind of is. It's kind of more solemn for us, isn't it? It's not what we're used to, but it's to get our minds refocused where they need to be, because that's what the people of God needed to do. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Did you hear that? Consecrate the congregation. Not just the elders, not just the leaders, not just the pastors. No, everyone. The congregation. Consecrate them. Bring them together. Assemble the elders. gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Meaning, listen, y'all had plans to get married. It ain't happening. Get over it. It's going to have to continue after this thing. For this is so important that this is what we're going to do. And then he says this. Between the vestibule, or some translations say the porch, and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Now, I'm not going to go into it, but there's great significance of the call to weep and cry out and pray between the porch and the altar. There's great significance there. And if you think he's only calling the ministers, meaning pastors and teachers and evangelists and apostles and prophets, well, guess what? Revelation, which is in the New Testament, after Jesus came and did everything that he did, he said that we are now kings and priests. So he has called us to come to this place. If you want to look at it like this, between the porch and the altar. Where is that? It's right where you're sitting. Weep and cry out to God that God would move on our behalf. We all have people in our life that we need to see God move. We all have individuals that we're caring for and we love, and we see them whether in the depths of sin or dealing with sickness and disease or maybe heartache or whatever it be. And then we also live in a nation of a people that needs God to move greatly right now. You see, the porch is the place we exit to go out and be with them. And the altar is the place of sacrifice. Well, we already know what that sacrifice is. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. So as we come and reflect on what Jesus has done for us, and we sit between the porch and the altar, let us cry out to our God to see him move in our nation, in our families, in our workplaces. See a transformation and change. Because you remember, last week I told you that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. Then he will answer our prayers, and then he will heal our land. So let the priests come together, the kings and the priests of God, those of us that have been designated the people of God, the followers of Jesus Christ, let us come together today. That's why we're here. That's why we've called this consecration, this solemn assembly, to come together and to cry out to God, because we know we need him. Right now, let's just lift our hands and begin to just praise Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice and for your blood. We receive it, God. Prepare our hearts to go into this world, into this generation, and be your hands and feet, to be the body of Christ. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you, God, for you're a good God and you are a great God. There's none greater than you, God. Oh, you are high and lifted up in our midst, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua, mama, mama. Hallelujah. 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 So this is what we've come to do today. Once again, to consecrate ourselves. Set ourselves apart as sacred unto God. And this time as sacred unto God. We've decided that we're spending this time to Him. We're giving it to Him. And so we're going to open up with praise, like we did last week. We're going to praise God. The Bible says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. That's why we have a song service, why we have a worship team. We're going to do it today because we're going to remind ourselves we're focusing on Him. It's to the Lord, and it's from our heart. Sister Betty, do you have a song ready for us? Would you go ahead and guys sing something? Name. Come into His house. Gathered in His name to worship Him. Have come into His house. Gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him. Jesus Christ the Lord. Yes. About ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ. Christ the Lord. Lift up holy hands. Come on, lift them up. Magnify His name and worship Him. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands. Magnify His name and worship Him. Lift up holy hands. Magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing the first part again. Have come into. Come on, stand to your feet. Gathered in His name to worship. This is why we're here. This is what we're doing. Come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into his house. The Lord, worship him, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Keep singing that first part again. Come into his house. Gathered in his name to worship him. As we sing this part, as soon as your heart is prepared to give your tithe and offering as just this, as worship unto him, the baskets are up here. Just begin to bring them forward and give. This is what it's all about here. We're worshiping God. We're giving ourselves to him. Gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's forget. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Lift up holy hands. Yeah, my mama, so roshoko. Lift up holy hands. Magnify his name and worship him. Lift up holy hands. Magnify his name and worship him. Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Sing the first verse again. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. You got a song on your heart? A song you like to sing? Well, you know a lot of songs. Come on, lead us in a song. You three girls, lead us in a song you know. This is a simple chorus. Sister Betty, give them a song to sing. Sing gratitude for us, girls. Come on, keep worshiping, congregation.
it's not much.
Come on, let's give them our hearts this morning, church. Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me.
Yana mama maroso. Hallelujah. Take some time with your own words, giving praise now. Come on. Out loud. Let's hear you. Come on. Let your voice be heard amongst the congregation of people, the God of God's people. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are great and wonderful. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You are a good God. We thank you for making us righteous and holy. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made. We thank you, Lord, for everything that has been provided for us through the blood of Jesus and his cross. We thank you for the power of his resurrection that dwells in us. We thank you that you have separated us unto yourself, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. You can make up your own song if you want to this morning. Sing your song out to him. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Up high above the heavens are you seated, but you have come down to be with us, Lord. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rossia romanosi la marostlino nori nana yuribia. Rossano no chi era nosse rosti e massi. Mi romanasti e nemina la morro la mossi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto our God. Praise be unto our God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Father, we will praise you in our understanding. We will praise you in heavenly languages. We will praise you with our bodies. We will praise you with our souls. We will praise you in the spirit. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy of all the praise that we can give you. You are worthy of all the honor. You are the most honored one, God, and we love you. We've come here this day just to be with you, to spend our time with you. Together as your children, we've come in this place to worship you, to magnify your holy name, to extol you. Hallelujah. To extol you. I was in a church service one time, and I felt instructed by the Holy Spirit to tell the church to begin to sing their song to God. Sing your song to God. There was this little guy in the pew, and he started singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. You get the gist, right? His mom starts hushing him. Shh, shh, no, 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 that's not what he means. And I'm so thankful for good, godly people. Somebody turned around and said, hey, if that's his song, he can sing it to the Lord. Sometimes we make it too difficult, church. Just sing something from your heart to God. That's praise unto him. That's praise unto him. Just give your life to him this day. Amen. Brother Don, lead us in a chorus.
Worthy, O Lord, receive glory, glory and honor and power. All things created, thou hast. And for thy pleasure, they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Art worthy.
Yeah, mama. Yes, Father, receive it from us this day. Receive it from us this day.
Thou hast created all things created. Hast created. And for thy pleasure, they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep worshiping him. Keep praising him. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, church, this is what praise and worship services right here. Not people entertaining us, but the church coming together and from their heart, giving themselves to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, keep praying. It sounds so good. You know, we're joining the heavens right now. We're joining the heavens right now. You realize that. Hallelujah. 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 Sing it. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. Exalt thee. We though we use the words praise and worship interchangeably, like they mean the same thing, truth is they don't. Praise is what we're doing right now. This is praise. Majority of the time when we're in service here at a gathering inside of a building, it's what we're doing. We're praising God. You remember what Jesus told the woman when he met her? He said, the time is coming and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He said that in the context of where you're supposed to go and sacrifice. And he said that it's neither in your mountain or at the temple, because he was displaying to us in that moment that worship is actually a lifestyle, that we live our lives unto God. We give ourselves to Him, and that's worship. We call this worship because it's a part of our worship. Really, this is more praise. Praise is just you lifting up the name of Jesus and talking about the name of Jesus, and with your mouth, whether singing a song or speaking and talking about how great God is and giving Him that praise, right? Just like if you praise your children when they do something well, good job, you know, that's praise. Worship is actually this. To see worship defined, the best way to see it is someone down on their knees, face to the ground, humbled before God, and at the same time, their hand reached up like this, asking God, can I touch you and will you touch me? Can we come together and be one? And so that's why it's a lifestyle, because we live a humbled, broken life before Him, saying, God, I just want to be one with you. Come and touch my life this day, and let me walk with you and touch you this day and be one with you and be in your presence. That's what worship is. And while we're experiencing that right now in our hearts and lives, we feel that oneness with God because His presence is manifest. We call this worship, and that's not wrong, but what we're doing right now is praise. And one thing I'm seeing leave the church in our generation is praise. It's praise. To extol Him. That means to praise Him extremely. The halal is a hilarious. Halal is a hilarious praise. It's an energetic praise. It's a praise that we give God. And there's all kinds of, there's seven different words that are translated into our language from the Hebrew language of praise. Zamar is one of them, which is to sing and play music. And that's the one we know. But lifting our hands, and even tauda is throwing up your hands, like you're giving Him something, right? We're giving Him praise. And so this is what I want you to know. This is for us to build upon, church. We have one more week where it's going to be like this. And then we're going to have all the bells and whistles and everything like that. And I'm just going to tell you, as your pastor, if I come in here and when all that starts back up and I see you sit down and go, okay, worship starting. No, music started. The worship starts down here. They're leading you in that praise because you should have already been living a life of worship when you came in here. Amen. One more time, let's just give Him some praise. Lift up your hands. That's one word, Judah. So lift your hands and praise. Lift your voice and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord Jesus. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just so you know, I'm not going to rush anything this morning. Taking my time waiting on the Lord. But when you're done, you can be seated or you can stand this whole service like I do. I don't have a problem with that. I feel the Holy Spirit saying, move on to the next part. The next part is the devotion or seeking Him in prayer, right? We're devoted to God. We're seeking Him in prayer. And so we want to begin to pray. And the Bible says this, and this is the confidence that we have towards Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Coming and seeking Him, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all the other things will be added to us, right? We're coming to seek Him today. And that's what we've already begun to do in our praise. But let's take a time together, just like we did last week, and let's just begin to seek God. Seek God's will. Let's ask God's will for this week. You know, we got a big week coming ahead of us. You didn't know that? I mean, this is a big week. Not because something going on at work, not because something going on in your family activities. No, this is a big week because God has divine appointments for your life. This may be the week that you run into that lost soul that's ready to be harvested. This may be the week that you run into somebody that's looking for Jesus, and there you are standing right in front of them. This is a big week. Come on, church. We're coming to prepare ourselves, and we need to ask now, God, God, show us what we need to do this week. Make our plans for us. So right now, let's just begin to pray. Father, we come before You. God, we thank You that You said You'd order our steps, that Your plans are our plans, and we're seeking You right now. We're seeking Your will. And I just read the verse that if we would pray the will of the Father, we could ask anything, it would be given to us. And so we're praying Your will right now. We know we are, because we're praying Your scriptures. So God, I ask You right now to lead us, show us, begin to reveal to us what You would have us to do, not only in this service, but in the week to come, Lord. Our activities, guide us in them, Father. Don't lead us into places that we don't need to go. Holy Spirit, check our hearts if we start going somewhere You don't want us to be. Father, we're seeking Your will right now. We want Your will above everything else. And we're proclaiming that we're wholly devoted to You. We are Yours, God. We are Yours, God. We proclaim it right now. As the pastor of this church, I declare in the Holy Spirit that this church will follow the will of God and not the will of men. That we want what You want, God. Every time we come together and every event we're planning in 2023 and every person that we bring in and everything that we do, God, it will be Your will because we're seeking You and we are devoted to You and Your plans, not our plans, God. Even the hard things, Father, even the hard things we're giving to You just as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane when He asked for the cup to pass from Him, but He said, nonetheless, Your will be done. So, Father, if there are things that are very difficult in this year that we have to face, but it's part of Your plan, then we will walk through them with You because we are devoted to You. We humble ourselves and submit ourselves to You right now, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We give ourselves to You. We thank You, God, that You're giving us order and direction right now. You're revealing to us not only Yourself, Jesus, but You're revealing to us our activities, things that we need to be a part of. God, I thank You that You're showing us things we need to lay aside that aren't even sin. They're just hindering us from being able to hear You clearly. God, we want to hear You clearly. We are sanctifying ourselves to You. We are wholly devoted to You, God. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Tricia, lead us in prayer. Pray over this congregation.
We worship You, Father. Lord, I pray right now for each person in here, God, that there be a hunger and a thirst after You like never before, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that as they go out throughout this week, Lord, that you will put people in their path, God, to speak into, God. Not only that, that people will pour into them, God. Lord, that those around them will be obedient, God. Lord, I give you praise and honor. I thank you for favor over their life. I thank you, God, that they will go deeper in prayer and become closer to you, God. Lord, we thank you and we give you all the glory and honor. I thank you for leading and directing. Let us not miss stuff, God. Let us slow down and hear your voice. Let us seek you first, God. We know that that is the kingdom that you want, is for us to seek you, and you will give everything else unto us. You will show us, God. So I thank you right now. I thank you for your will in our lives, God. Protect each home, each family, Lord, as they go about their day, their week. And Lord, get us here to pray. Get us here to read your word. Get us here, God, to seek your face without any distractions, God. I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on now, you lift your voices and pray with her. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Get us where you want us to go, Lord. Get us where you want us to go. Guide us. Direct us, Lord Jesus.
Father, I thank you that as people begin to seek your face, God, those things that they have struggled with are going to just break off of them in Jesus' name. Yeah. Father, that they are going to be confident and bold in you. Those things that have held them bondage for so long will be broken off of them as they begin to seek your face. They'll know that they're worthy. They'll know that they're loved. They'll know that they're chosen. They'll know that they're not rejected, but wanted. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray together with that. Lord, we just receive that right now. As we seek your face, we will see the power of your anointing fall. Chains are being broken right now off of us. Things that are not of you are leaving us right now. You're purging us, God. You're purging us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I even declare that as we seek the face of God, we will set an atmosphere and a tone that when we come together in our services, that people will walk in with bondages and they will be broken off of them by the power and the anointing of God that's manifested in our gatherings. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, God. Come on, give him praise for what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for your direction, God. I thank you that you're leading us. I thank you, Lord, right now that you're bestowing gifts upon us as we draw close to you. I thank you, Lord, for refillings, refreshings of your Holy Spirit right now. I thank you, Lord, for fillings, receiving of gifts right now, operating in your spiritual gifts. We're growing and spiritual things as we're exercising ourselves in spiritual things. And God, I thank you. We're going to begin to see that evident in this congregation, not for our church services, but so that we can impact the world around us, Father. As we are sensitive to your voice, we will speak to those people that you highlight to us, that you point out to us this week. I thank you that you know the plans you have for us. Father, I pray right now for every home, every family, and all of the things that are on their agenda this week. I thank you, God, that you're going to give them peace over everything, that you're going to help them go through their week. Lord, you foresee the problems that are ahead. God, I pray that you're warning them right now. You're going to help them see it ahead of time. You're going to prepare their hearts. You're going to give them wisdom and understanding, and you're going to give them answers as we seek your face and we seek your will and we seek your direction, God. I thank you right now for that, Father, that that's what you're showing us as we have consecrated our time to be with you and to have you set our direction. For you are the Lord of our life, and therefore you manage our affairs. I thank you that every household is being blessed today because they've set their face toward you. Hallelujah. We thank you for that right now. Come on, let's receive that in agreement, church, right now. We thank you, God, that you're preparing our path this week. Hallelujah. We thank you for those divine appointments that you've set. Hallelujah. 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 Now I know that we have requests, things on our heart, things on our mind that have been burdening us. And we've been praying about it, and we're going to keep praying about it because the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to lift up requests. We're going to pray for people. We're going to see God move in situations. How many believe that right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Paisley, lead us in prayer. Pray whatever on your heart.
Dear God, I pray that we will have a good time today, and that if anything goes wrong, that you will just tell us that it's okay, and that you will just have a good time with us, and we will worship you and be okay.
Now pray for your youth group.
Dear Lord, I pray that all of us kids, that if there's anything that's just going wrong in our bodies or in their family or just anything that's going wrong, that you'll keep them safe and keep them okay and that they'll just stay with you.
Hallelujah. Pray for your family.
Dear Lord, I pray that my family will stay safe and that they will just be okay and that nothing that goes wrong, they will just stay with you and that anything bad that happens, that it will be okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you. It's that simple, church. Petitioning God. God, take care of my family. God, take care of this church. God, take care of my youth group. If anything's bad going to happen, let us know. Help us to enjoy ourselves in you. Come on, let's begin to pray. Right now. Petitions and requests unto God. Hallelujah. Father, you see all those that are sick and afflicted in body. We've been praying for. We pray for them right now. In the name of Jesus. Raise them up. Strengthen them. Right now, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We speak health right now into bodies. We speak health right now into bodies. Open up lungs. Open up lungs right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of bacteria, virus, disease, it must go. Because the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood. We declare the name of Jesus right now. We declare strength to enter bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen bodies. We're sending forth your presence right now to do the work. Healing virtue
flow. Healing virtue flow right now. We ask you in faith, Father. We know you've done the work. You said, by those stripes we were made whole. We receive healing right now. Strength to bodies right now. We speak to vital organs right now, Father. Command them to be whole. Health be restored to vital organs right now. Hearts, livers, kidneys, right now in the name of Jesus. You see those that are on our hearts. People that need you have been lifting up. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Now we join together for this pancreas right now. We join together for this pancreas right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we curse this cancer. We command it to leave right now. We speak health to the whole body, including the pancreas. Raise him up for your glory, God. We petition you, God. We send in our supplications right now, Father. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. We come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, the name that has all power in heaven and earth. And God, you have given us the same power and same authority that he possessed while he was on earth. And so we take authority over these things right now. And we speak life. We speak life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done, Lord, already, and you're going to finish what you started. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done, and we know that you're going to finish what you started. Hallelujah. I thank you right now. Blessing, blessing right now. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up those people that are on your heart. Lift up those people on your heart right now. Father, you see those that are dealing with anxiety. It's overcome them. Anxiety's leaving right now. Worry and fear is going. Doubt is gone. We speak faith right now. Faith right now. We bring into captivity those thoughts right now that are trying to hinder us. And we thank you, God, that you've supplied us all we have need of in your word. So we take those thoughts captive and we look unto your word right now for truth. What you have spoken over us. I curse depression right now. It must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up my brothers and sisters. Lift up our family members and cause them to see that they are valuable, that they are worth it because Jesus died for them. I rebuke suicidal thoughts right now in the name of Jesus in our family members. When the devil's trying to take them out, we speak life over them right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessing over them. And God, we ask you right now to cover them and to keep them right now. In the name of Jesus, be with them. Be with them, Lord. Tanamo. Shekuramas etiribi. Borosokomasa taramananamasi. God, we pray for the lost right now. Those who have not been found by you yet. those who do not know you yet, God. We ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, right now. Come down and intervene and move. And Lord, you said that when it comes to the lost, we're supposed to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. I'm asking you right now. We have a group of laborers here. We're ready to go out and reap the harvest. We've already told you, God, that your plans are our plans now. And we've already told you, God, that we're looking to your will and not our will. So, God, I pray right now for lost souls to come in contact with us. We can give them the gospel. I pray for disciplers to come alongside of people and to teach them the word of God, to walk with them through this life, to show them who Jesus is and how to follow Jesus right now, Father. Don't quit praying on me, church. Come on. Let's pray. We're praying together. Don't just listen to me pray. Pray with me. Father, we come in agreement right now. You see her laying in that hospital bed. We have prayed and we have prayed and we have prayed. And we come into agreement right now, Father, that your hand is going to move. We pray, have mercy right now. Have mercy upon her, and that your grace would fall upon her life right now. Now you see how long it's been. You see how long it's taken, God. But we are holding fast to our profession of faith without wavering. For God, we know that you are the faithful one. And God, I pray right now that you will cause us to see her rise up. And when she comes back, she will know it was your hand and she will come running after you, God. We stand in agreement for our sister who has been troubled for many years. Right now, we stand in agreement together. Thank you, God. You've heard our prayers. I thank you, God, that you're moving. Even if there's a war in the heavens going on over her, Lord, we thank you that you're the victor. You're the victor, God. You've won the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We've shifted into intercession. We've shifted into intercession. Come on, intercede for people now. People who you love. People you care for. People who've been put on your heart. Pray for them right now. You know those that are struggling. You see their needs. Come on, let's intercede for them. Hallelujah. God, we give them to you right now. We give them to you right now, Father. We give them to you right now, Father. Every loved one, every broken heart, every hard situation, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Peggy, pray for our country. Yes. Lead us in prayer for our country.
Oh, my Lord and my God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Oh, Father, you're so wonderful, Lord. We just bow before you, Lord. Yeah, With all our heart, Lord, we just bow before you. Lord God, you see the condition of this world in America and all over this world, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that you're in control. And we just put our faith and our trust in you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord God, in faith and in trust, knowing who you are. Lord God, those ones that are doing evil, Lord, they know not what they do. They know not what they do, Lord. And we just push back the evil in our prayers, Lord. We are children of God, Lord God, and you gave us that ability, Lord, by your cross, Lord, to push back the evil. And we just pray for these souls, Lord, that are lost and unsaved, Lord. Not that they be done away with, Lord, because you're the one that gave them life, Lord. But we just pray, Lord God, that you touch their hearts by thy sweet Holy Spirit. Yes. And turn them around, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pull them out of the fire, Lord. In Jesus' precious holy name, we lift up America, Lord. You have blessed America, Lord God, so greatly, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for our apathy, Lord God, and taking your blessings for granted, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to repent, Lord. Cry out, Lord God, unto thee. And Lord God, we know that you're the answer, Father. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray for your church, Lord. Yes. Your church, Lord, that truly we would be an army for thee, Lord God. Open our eyes and our ears, Lord God, to submit unto thee and know thee and draw ever closer unto thee. Every day, Lord God, we rely on you, Father, in Jesus' precious holy name, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use your people, Lord. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, our precious Lord and Savior, thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself to us, Lord, that we may know you, Lord. Draw us unto thee, Lord. Draw us unto thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How yes, great Lord. Thou art. Yes, Lord, how Jesus. Great thou art, yes, Father. Lord, Jesus. In Jesus' precious yes, mighty name. How great yes, thou art, Lord. Oh, we bow before you, Lord. We bow before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, my God, how great thou art. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. You're moving in our country because we're praying. You're moving in our nation because we're praying, God. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Maggie, pray for pastors. Pray for pastors. That's always on your heart.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we can gather in this building that is you and the church, Lord. And we pray for our pastors, our teachers, and our leaders in this building. It is your church, Lord. We give them strength. We give them courage. And Lord, we pray that they can say the words that you have had written in your book and that they lead us and teach all of us only your words, Lord, and that we can live by the words and guiding us. Lord Jesus, we just pray and thank you for each and every one that we have. We have so many wonderful leaders and teachers and pastors in our church, Lord. Just guide and love each and every one, Lord. We just thank you. In Jesus' mighty holy name, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for our spiritual leadership right now, Father. We come alongside our sister in our prayers. Pray for every pastor in this country, every pastor across the world that's leading your people right now. Thank you that you're giving them that strength that she prayed about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ye mama rosso curiste e shakata. Ye kene mene na maso corre mana la massi. Ye kene mama maseta la bocorre mana massi. Pastor Alicia, pray for the families of this church.
You are a good father, and you have created us and had a purpose for each and every individual. And so right now, dear God, we just call those things to come forth. God, even those things that are not yet, we proclaim what they are to be. Dear God, that those that are dead in the spirit right now are going to rise up in the spirit, that those lost sons and lost daughters, lost parents, dear God, that they're going to be awakened by the power of the Holy Spirit wherever they are. Holy Spirit, chase them down. In the name of Jesus, we command the enemy to let go. We break the bonds that have been holding on for far too long. We are rising up as the church to proclaim no more. He cannot have our family. He cannot have our children. He cannot have our siblings. No more. Father God, right now, let us move in humility. Let us move in the anointing. And God, let us speak the truth in love as you direct us. God, let us be quiet when we need to be quiet, and let us speak with boldness when we need to speak with boldness, dear God, so that the truth can go forth within our families. God, we proclaim that the prodigals are returning. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray and we believe and we trust and we receive, and we will not be weary, dear God, though it seems long coming. We will hold to our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's give him thanks, church. He's heard us pray. Let's give him thanks in faith. Before we see it come to pass, we know it will come to pass because he said it will come to pass. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for moving right now. You've seen every petition, every request lifted up. You've seen every heart, every soul. Lord, you've seen every person that was on our soul. We are carrying, Lord, and we've given them to you right now, Father. We keep giving them to you until we see you move, Lord. Until we see you move, God, right now. Rosa kama soko remanana masi. Ye karala maroso toramana masakata masi. We stand in faith believing, Father. We thank you that you're a good God, that you're a mighty God, that you're a great God, that you will do what needs to be done. Hallelujah. Now we give up our ideas. We submit them to you right now. Anything that we think has to be a certain way, we know it doesn't have to be that way, God, for you can do the impossible. We trust in you. You are Lord, and it will be done your way, Father. And we submit to that right now. We submit to it right now. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Father, I just pray a refreshing over this congregation right now. As we are walking through this time with you, refresh us and renew us, Lord, and revive us. Father, I don't want this just to be another event that we do here. But I want this to be life-changing. That's my heart's desire, God. So I'm asking you that this church will never be the same after these 21 days. That we will be revived and we will begin to see revival take place in our midst. Lost souls being saved. Bodies being healed. Miracles taking place. Gifts of the Spirit flowing out from us. Not in the church house, but through your church, Lord. Everywhere we are, everywhere we go, we will be doing your work, Father. Revive us. Bring us back unto you, Lord, I pray. We give you thanks for everything that you've done today. We give you thanks for everything that you're doing. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands? One more time, spend a little bit more time in praise unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This morning, there are two more things that I feel like God wants me to do that are on my heart. But I want you to understand, this is how we pray. Pretty simple, huh? Talk to God. This is how we pray. I told you last week, Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. And we should be willing at any moment to stop whatever we're doing in the middle of our service and begin to pray like we need to pray. That's why we tell you that these benches up here we call altars, really the altars here now, because of that altar, the empty cross, right? So these benches are just a place for you to come. And listen, if I can preach over screaming babies, like my wife said, I can preach over people praying. So never hesitate. You feel your need in the middle of a service because God's house is a house of prayer. Amen? Come and seek the face of God. And so I'm just excited about what God's doing in us. I hope that you have received something from the devotionals last week and it stirred you to prayer. I also hope you realize that as we are doing this and setting aside this time, we're also conditioning ourselves to create good habits in this new year so that we will carry them on throughout the rest of this year, right? And so that's another goal of mine as your pastor. And so this week, the focus is the word, and I want to just give you a quick word. I actually don't plan on going long, but that's every Sunday, so I really don't know how long we'll go. And then there's one more thing that I really felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to do, and we're going to do that. But the Bible says in John 1, verses 1 through 5, if you want to turn there, you can. And I know we didn't do PowerPoints. That has to do with the fact that, you know, I wanted everybody to be able to focus on these services, but also I want you to not be distracted, but really hear what God's saying. So if you're a note taker, then take notes on this. Look at your own Bibles. You'll be okay. Do you remember when we all had to bring our Bible to church? I do. And so I want to encourage you to keep doing that. John 1, verses 1 through 5 says this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Now, was this in the beginning with God? If you read the devotion this morning, we talk about this. And many times we talk about the Word of God, we think about the Word of God as the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. The Word of God. This is what we think about. But we have to, as we start this week, realize that this is leather and pages. It's the words inside of it that make it powerful. And the Word is actually a person, not a book. The book is the revealing of the person. The book is so precious to have because from generation to generation, we have been able to pass down the stories of who Jesus is. Every character or person in this book reflects, resembles, connects to God to represent Jesus Christ. You see, this is not the story of us. This is his story, or God's story. And in the very beginning, at creation, Jesus existed. God called him the Word. And nothing was made without him. The Bible says this, right? If we go on to read. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Hallelujah. The Bible said that there was utter darkness, nothingness, nothing there. God sent his Holy Spirit and began to move upon the face of the deep. And then the Bible says this, and God said, there it is. There it is. And God said, in the beginning was the Word. And God said, what did he say? Let there be light. Hallelujah. Let there be light. And what does this scripture say? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, the representation of God speaking light into existence is life coming about. Now, there's all kinds of people that want to argue all this stuff. They want to say, this is how it really happened, or this is how it really happened, and this is how long it took. No, it only took this long, blah, 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 blah. Let's get back to the very beginning that no one can debate, because no one ever says that they figured this part out. Do you know that? No one has ever said, oh, I did scientific research and I know how this part happened. They don't know. They say, well, something happened and then all these other things happened. I'll tell you what happened. God said, in the beginning was the Word. God said, let there be light, and light appeared, which created life. And from that center of light, all things have been created. Why? Because it was in the Word. You see, not anything was made that was made without the Word of God. So as we go into this week and we begin to study this that we call the Bible, let's not lose sight of the fact that it's really about the Word, him. And the Word was made flesh, hallelujah, and dwelt among us. And the Word carried a cross up Calvary's hill. And the Word was nailed to that very cross. And the Word began to bleed out to give us life. And he shined in all his glory, in all his splendor, not only on the Mount of Transfiguration, but on that Calvary mountain when they put him up, set him up for all to see. The passerby saw the glorious image of the crucifixion. Yes, it was gory. It was ugly. It was terrible because it represented sin. But it's a glorious image to us because it lets us know that now our sin has been put to death by the Word. God sent his Word. He penetrated earth from heaven by his Word. He did it from the very beginning of time, and he's never stopped doing it. Do you know that? He's never stopped. He's still perpetuating his word because it's endless. It's an everlasting word. His word will not fail and it will not fade. It will go nowhere. Even after all this earth is destroyed and everything passes away, his word will not pass away. People have tried to kill his word. There were some Jewish people that tried to kill his word. There were some Romans that tried to kill his word. 3 days later, he came back to life. There's been people over the centuries of this earth that have taken the written word and said, let's get rid of that. We're not going to have that anymore. We'll burn it. We'll destroy it. We'll get rid of it. Yet we stand here in 2023 with our Bibles in hand and with the word of God hidden in our heart. It is eternal. It's everlasting. See, the word is more than just Bible study. See, why are you hitting on this, Pastor? Because most of us in this generation get Bible study. I'm thankful. That's one of the best things about this church era. Do you know that? You know, there were good things from every church era. There are bad things from every church era. And there are just things that those church eras did, right? That didn't matter either way. I think we talked about that a little bit Wednesday night. One of the best things from this era that's coming out of this era is we have so many resources of how to study the Word of God at our fingertips. So many apps you can get on your phone. I mean, isn't it cool that I don't have to lug this around anymore? I can just carry my phone and it's got my Bible on it. And I'll tell you what, I love Google because I can't remember chapter, verse, book. But I remember what it says. Why? Because the Word's in me. The Word's in you. So if I want to look it up, I just say, hey, Google. And I just say the part of the verse I remember, and pop, there it is. The resources are endless that we have in this generation. My grandfather's generation, they had books and books and books and piles and piles. And you always knew when Grandpa was studying when he went over the house because the kitchen table was loaded with commentary and Strong's Concordance. And I mean, that thing itself, that's a book. Any of you own a Strong's Concordance? I mean, you could knock somebody out with that thing. So I'm thankful for that, and I understand that we know how to do that because we've taught that so well. We've taught how to study the word and get in deep, and I want you to continue to do that. You need to do that. Look up words. Get a lexicon, a Greek and Hebrew lexicon. Look up the meanings of words. But then don't just take the whole definition. Because there's a specific thing that God was saying when he used that word or when he gave that writer the unction to pin that word down. So dive deeper than just the full meaning. Say, okay, God, now out of all of these synonyms, all of these descriptions of this word, what were you saying in the context of the scripture? That's how we do a word study, right? And we need to keep diving in and doing those things. We need to keep peeling back the layers and understanding who Jesus is and having the revealing of that. And that is all good. But I'm going to tell you something. That's made the church fat and lazy. Preach, Pastor Joe. That's a good word. We're supposed to eat it, right? I mean, we've had semblances of that in the Bible, to eat him. To eat it, feast on it, to chew on it, to meditate on it. Not sure we fully understand that word meditation because we've allowed other things to steal that from us, but that just means you think about it. Then you put it back in your heart again, and like a cow does its stomach, you bring it back up again, and you chew on it some more. Get a little more out of it, and you put it back in your heart again, not our stomach, our heart, and you bring it back up again. You chew on it some more. That's meditation. Thinking about what the verse says. And what can it mean to me? How does this apply to my life? How does this verse apply to my life right now? Am I taking this out of context? Make sure you don't lose context. It's important in scripture. All those things are good. And so I'm preaching this to you because I know you know this, except for I think we've taken this whole thing out of context. So what do you mean by that, Pastor Joe? Well, this is the written word. But unless we set it inside of the word of God, Jesus, then it begins to lose its meaning. We cannot separate the two. They are one. You hear me? And so this week, I want you to focus your hearts that when we're studying the word, when we're reading those devotionals, when you're doing your Bible study that you do, that God's laid on your heart, I want you to think about it in the fact that, oh my goodness, this is Jesus. This is Jesus because he's the word. And his word has been sent to do everything that we need. Do you know his word has been sent for provision? His word has been sent to heal. His word has been sent to transform. And sometimes we get so technical about things. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. This leather bound, I think it's leather, paper thing here. There's some errors in this. Because people have wrestled and had tension with it over years and years and years and translated and tried to figure out what God is saying. But let me tell you where there is no error. The word of God. It's inerrant. There's no error there. And so if we read the Bible in the context of it being the word of God, and we're looking to the word of God, not to the pages, but to the word of God, then we will find the inerrant word of God. That's why I don't get fussy about translations. I don't get fussy about stuff. Because I expect people, hear me, church, I expect you to be looking to Jesus when you read this. And the Holy Spirit will tell you, I didn't say that. Right? He'll teach us all things. Right? He'll teach us all things. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of us will say, that part ain't right. They got that word wrong. God bless them for trying. God bless them for giving us something that we can read that connects us to Jesus. But the Holy Spirit will teach us. And here's the great thing. This is why we know it's all about Jesus. Because every prophecy, everything that was foretold, everything that come about, talked about who? Jesus in the Old Testament. Then he sends the Comforter. And what did he say? When the Comforter comes, he will testify of me. It's about Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to tell us about Jesus. Hey, let me give testimony of this person that you're looking into. I'll bear witness in your heart and in your mind, not just what you can read in your intellect. I'm not just going to give you words on a paper, but I'm going to make this thing come alive to you. Oh, hallelujah. How many are thankful for the Holy Ghost that testifies of the word inside of us? Woo! He's a good God. Here's the other thing, that when we prophesy, the Bible says that is the Spirit, the testimony of Jesus, right, is the Spirit of prophecy. So when we're prophesying, we're testifying about Jesus. It's what we're doing. So the prophets of old were testifying of Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes in the New Testament, testifies about Jesus. Then he leaves us all believers down here. Otherwise, he'd just take us to heaven, right? He leaves us all down here. Why? To prophesy so we can testify about Jesus. You see, it's the word. And the word that we speak must align with the word, him. Amen? Him. So, you know, some of you may be thinking, man, Pastor, this is just so basic. Yeah. Duh. It ain't hard. We make it hard.
And we need to stop making it hard. And we need to get back to the basics and say, hey, what is the church supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to pray. Number one. Number two, we're supposed to know the word. Not the Bible, the word. The Bible helps us know the word. Let's keep it simple, amen? And so if we begin to do these things, church, do you realize that our environment around us, our climate, our people, it can't help but change? I think sometimes we forget that the early church didn't have a church. It wasn't like they were an established church and then they had to go out and they had all these things in place and all these structures and knew how to have church, and they went out and said, okay, now everybody who wants to be a Jesus follower, you come to our service and you can become a Jesus follower. No, the early church didn't have that. And we talk about wanting what the early church had, don't we? The signs, the wonders, the miracles, the power of God falling. We talk about wanting that, don't we? Yet, are we willing to do what they did? You see, they went and spread the word. Get it? They spread the word. Jesus, all he did was formed 12 apostles and said, you're going to be in charge of this thing. Don't go anywhere until you receive the promise. Once you get the promise, you'll know what to do. Hey! Church, let's wake up. We have the promise. Therefore, we know what to do. Because he will lead us and guide us and tell us what to do. It's that simple. Even in that moment when they received it in Acts chapter 2, right? Peter stands up, begins to preach because they drew a crowd. Imagine that. They got so radical for Jesus, people come out to watch the crazy people. Maybe part of our problem is we're trying to get too sophisticated. I'm sorry, but I don't understand this stuff that say, well, you know, you don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, so you have to make sure people are, you know, this and that and the other. No, I want to create a ruckus. That's what makes people come. I mean, you all seen a fire, right? How many people come to watch the fire? See, my hope is this. They'll come watch the fire, and then the fire will get on them, and then the fire will get in them. Right, Brother Bill? Brother Bill can testify and witness to you this morning through the word that he come out to see the crazy people at the Pentecostal church outside of town when he was a young man. They come out to make fun of him. And lo and behold, fire fell in that meeting. And then fire got a hold of him. And next thing he knew, he was down at the altar praying. He didn't even know what he's doing. He got saved, didn't know he got saved. God wouldn't let him go after that. He left, he went back to his same ways. He didn't know what happened to him. He just knew he went to this church and man, something happened to him. And years later, here he is serving in this church. Been coming here for years now. God called him back here. Gloriously saved his life. Why? Because he come out to see the fire. And the word was given to him through the Holy Spirit. I'm cutting her off. Okay, Holy Spirit, I'm listening to you. It just feels really good to preach right now. So this is what we're doing this week. We're getting into the word. We're going to continue to pray. Everybody say, continue to pray. And we're going to get into word now. Now, I know you was in the word last week, but we're going to dive in deeper this week. All right? This is our focus in our time of consecration. Now, there's one more thing I feel like I need to do, and I know that this is kind of out in the ordinary, and we don't typically do this, but I feel like this is a unique situation that God has given us. Everyone say us. You see, this is not a pastor thing. This is not a church leader thing. This is a church thing. This is all of us. And you saw some of the pictures already, how we were able to come alongside and minister to a family. Bring them into a place that God had called them to. And so this morning, we're going to pray for them.
because they still got quite a bit of road ahead of them. Sometimes we think, and the church is bad about this, and I don't want to be that way. Church is bad, like, well, we did our thing. They're good now. No. There's a lot of things they got to do. There's a lot of things they got to get in order. A lot of, they're like we've told you from the beginning, they're doing everything by the book. They're doing everything legal. And now they're to their next step of paperwork, next step of things that they have to carry out. And they're doing that. And they're seeking God for that. And so we're going to pray for them. So Pastor Darius, Pastor Dunya, Catherine, Daniel, I want you to come up here. We're going to pray for them this morning because we've been praying for people, right? But we're going to pray for them as a church, as their church. You hear that? As their church. And we're going to see the hand of God move even greater. Now look, it was miraculous that they've gotten to this point. But I want you to know something. God doesn't stop in the middle of what he's doing. Amen? God finishes what he starts. And there's things that God's been birthing in my heart, in Pastor Darius's heart, and we're praying about them. We want you to pray with them with us. But there were some things that I felt like I was supposed to speak to this family. And so I'm going to do that because I really felt God tell me to do this. So first of all, there's a promise in the book of Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. It says this. Jesus said, "Truly I say unto you, there is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands." Let me get that out again because I want you to hear it. "And children and lands." Now God does say, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. You see, this is a promise given to this family because they were willing to leave for the gospel's sake, for the call that is upon their life. They left their home, they left their families, and they came to a world that they'd never been before by faith. They had the call of Abraham, "Go into the land where I will show you. And I will bless you there. And I will prosper you there." So I want you to hear this blessing. A hundredfold now. A year of increase. That you have left your house, but you've been given a house. And you've left your brothers and sisters, but you've been given brothers and sisters. You've left parents, but you've been given parents. And you've left children, but going to be given children. And you're going to be given a new land. And there will be persecutions that you will face. There will be things that come against you. But God will keep you through it all. Because his word will sustain you. Not only in the life to come, in eternal life. But he promises now in this time, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dios es nuestro Padre. ¿Sí? Por lo tanto, somos familia. Somos su familia. You get that? Somos su familia. I'm telling them that we are their family. And it's only going to grow.
Come on, in front here. Face me. Whoever wants to come up, we're going to lay hands on and pray for them. This is how we're going to end this service. This is what God told me to do at the end. God has given them a house here. God has given them a family here that will love them and encourage them in everything that God is going to do in them from this point on. So let's pray for them as their family right now. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the anointing that rests upon these two. I thank you that you have allowed us to be a part of what you are doing in their lives. And we come alongside of them as their family to encourage them to do the work that they've been called to do. Many times people have laid hands upon them, declared your word over them, and they have seen it come to pass. This day is just an extension of that. Another step in the vision you've given them that will come to pass. Give them many souls for their labor. Move through them even greater. For we pray this will be a season of increase, that you will give them more than they've ever had before. And they will see an outpouring and a manifestation of your grace and your power flow from them like they have never seen before right now. We receive it in faith. We thank you, God, right now. We thank you, God, right now. I thank you for this young woman and this young man of God. I thank you for what you've birthed inside of their heart. I thank you, God, that through this, that you are going to take them into a new level of your grace. And the plans that you had for them, oh, the plans that you had for them are not over because they had to move here, but they will be increased. And they will see them performed even greater. That through the persecutions they faced and their willingness to come and follow their parents, blessing will come upon their lives. And the anointing of the Holy One will flow through them. And they will see those dreams you put inside of them come to pass. Your dreams are not dead, says the Lord your God, but they've only begun. For through you, you will see mighty works done in my name, and your glory will rest upon me, and you will take it to the nations, says the Lord your God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this family right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Te amamos. We love you very, very much. And it is an honor for us to be a part of your journey and to see what God is going to do through you here. Thank you for your obedience to the word of God. And thank you for your willingness to follow him at all costs. Amen. Hallelujah. Now give them hugs, church. Love on them. Hallelujah.